This is Fresh Air. In 1970, Warner Brothers Records had an unusual philosophy. They'd sign artists, and instead of going for a hit single immediately, the label developed the artists over several albums. That approach gave big career boosts to James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, Little Feat, and Randy Newman. Warner Brothers also took a chance on Captain Beefheart, and although neither a hit single nor a hit album resulted, some very interesting music did. Rock historian Ed Ward has the story.
Art, Don Van Vliet, a.k.a. Captain Beefheart, once said, is rearranging and grouping mistakes. Apparently he was referring to his paintings when he said it, but it's certainly applicable to his compositional technique and the way he recorded his music. Some might find the music disjointed, and in fact nearly everyone does on first listen, but there comes a moment when it snaps into place. The groupings make sense. Certainly nobody was prepared for Trout Mask Replica, the infamous double album Beefheart and the Magic Band, cut for Frank Zappa's Bizarre label. But the controversy over its accessibility, plus the fact that it had rabid defenders, made Warner Brothers think it might be a good idea to sign them and see what happened. What happened was Lick My Decals Off, Baby, featuring a new lineup of the Magic Band.
I love you, big dummy! Don't breathe a lie. I love you, big dummy.
I love you, you big dummy is about as straightforward as the songs on this album get lyrically. But as always, Beefheart reached back to his concept of the blues for others.
That boogie boogie woogie sweeps me off my feet. What this world needs is a good retreat.
What this world needs a good $2 room and a good $2 broom. What this world needs a good $2 room and a good $2 broom. One day I was sweeping down by the wall. I bumped a mama's spot on the babies begin to fall off of my broom.
Although many Beefheart fans, many of them musicians, declare Lick My Decals Off, Baby is their favorite of his albums, it didn't set as well with the general public. But for Warners, this was no big deal. A lot of their artists weren't shifting units, and they had enough who were that it wasn't an issue. So he went back into the studio in the summer of 1971 and recorded The Spotlight Kid. The song structures were way more conventional here.
Two trains. Two railroad tracks. One going. And the other one coming back. There goes my baby on that old train. I say, come back, baby, come back.
In many ways, a rewrite of the classic blues song, Two Trains Running, Click Clack was a train song a la Beefheart, hardly avant-garde at all. Beefheart, an animal lover from childhood, also wrote a nice song about the environment that's still as sharp today as it was when he wrote it.
All you ever do is blabber and smoke. There's a big pain in your window. You
in all your wildest tender rose. It's gonna hang you all. Dangle you all. Dang you all. If you don't hurry, there will be no hole.
After the Spotlight Kid failed to ignite sales, Warners gave Beefheart the treatment. Ted Templeman, who produced the Doobie Brothers, went into the studio with him. There was a horn section and backup singers, and they packaged the record, pressed on clear plastic, in a transparent plastic sleeve. Clear Spot was going to be the breakthrough. It even had a single.
I got a too much time. Too much time. I got too much time to be without love. Too much time. I got too much time. I got too much time. Too much time to be without love. In my life I got a deep devotion, wide as the sky, deep as the ocean. Every wall that's waves make me cry. Bird that goes by gets me high. Sometime when it's late and I'm a little hungry, I heat up some old stale beans, open up a can of sardines, eat crackers and dream about somebody to cook for me.
Alas, it had the luck of the others, and although it had some of his best work yet, Warners eventually cut him loose. Don Van Vliet would wander in the wilderness for a few more years of bad choices and bad records, but he'd eventually get rescued by a new magic band, a new label, and, most importantly, a new generation raised on punk that had a better idea of what he was trying to do. Not that he sold any better, but he was making great music again.
Ed Ward lives in Austin. He played music from Captain Beefheart, Sun, Zoom, Spark, 1970 to 1972, on the Rhino label. Tomorrow on our show, my guest will be Russell Davis, the creator of a British TV series about two middle-aged gay men.
Will you marry me?
No.
Okay.
Where did that come from? We never even talked about it. You mean, why on earth are we doing that?
The series Banana is about to premiere on American cable, along with Davis's companion series Cucumber, about young LGBT people. He also created the BBC series Queer as Folk. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.